Good morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. How are you today? Oh, yeah. I'm feeling okay. 7 minutes inside the hour of eight. Last hour of the crossfire. Now, let's talk Nigeria's outing at the Olympics. That is the plan for today. So, by the way, you can watch online on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3, on those two platforms, Nigeria Info 99.3. Feel free to join us right away. You can also send your thoughts in as regards, how do you think Nigeria performed? Do you think that we should rather be celebrating that we came 78 out of over 100 countries that participated in that Olympics, or we should be sad that 10 of our athletes were disqualified for some administrative lapses? Tell me exactly how you feel about how Nigeria performed at the just concluded Olympics. It's important we talk about this. The last time we had this conversation with Femi and the gang, Emmanuel Etim and Adeze Michael joined me on the show, and we spoke about what was going on at the time at the Olympics. The disqualification of the athletes, the kit issue, the administrative issues and the rest of it. We spoke about it at the time. But then, a lot of things had happened before now. So, let's delve into it. If you've been following, or if you follow the Olympics, you would know that, yes, Team Nigeria representative and performance in the Games weren't quite spectacular. Yes, we got bronze by Ese. We got silver by Blessing. Yes, we got all of those. But our team to the Nigeria Olympics, they can't be that happy to have represented Nigeria at the Olympics. But first and foremost, let's not be that judgmental. Team Nigeria at the Tokyo Olympics 2020 this time, at least we're not disqualified, yeah? They returned home because 16-day sporting fiesta hosted in Japan has ended, right? The team was received back into the country in grand style after winning two medals. We won silver and bronze, right? Silver was won by Blessing Oborududu in wrestling, and bronze won by Ese Brumi in long jump. Aside from the medals won, Team Nigeria also set new records. Now, I'm going to tell you about the records that Team Nigeria set in a moment, because it's not all that gloomy. That is not the focus of this conversation, right? We want to look at all areas of it. That's why I asked whether you are excited about the medals or you are concerned about how administratively we performed in the last Olympics. Now, Team Nigeria's outing was treated to a red carpet reception at the Nnamdi Azikiwe International Airport, Abuja. Well, during the reception, President Muhammadu Buhari lauded the team, saying, and I quote, "Thank you for putting smiles on our faces and looks forward to a more glorious outing at the fast approaching Commonwealth Games." President Buhari said that, and I quote, "We have learned lessons in Tokyo and these lessons will put us in good stead for the Commonwealth Games," end quote. Speaking on Team Nigeria's outing on Tokyo Olympics, Sports Minister Sunday Dare, he released a lengthy statement and said that the medal outcome at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics stands as Nigeria's best result in the last 13 years. I see everybody saying that he's trying to deflect. Oh, well, is he lying? No, is it a lie? So, deflect or not, we'll come to it. Don't call me, just calm down. We'll come to it in a moment, right? Sunday Dare, the sports minister, said Team Nigeria broke the 13-year-old jinx of no medal in long jump and 25-year-old jinx of no medal, or no finalist rather, in the men's 100 meters and secure a medal in wrestling for the very first time. Okay. You know what we're going to do? Let's look at the other side of this. And we're going to track back to the history of Nigeria in the Olympics, right? Nigeria received a bronze medal in long jump 25 years after Chioma Adjumah got gold in Atlanta 96. Remember that? If you're old enough, that is. 21-year-old Enoch Adeoke became the third Nigerian to get to the finals of the 100 meters men's event. Nigeria won a silver medal for wrestling. Nigerian Olympians set new personal best records in athletics. Nigeria reached the final of the shot put for the first time in history. Nigerian Olympians made a good of five finals at the Tokyo Olympics. And Nigeria performed better at the Tokyo 2020 when compared with London 2012 with zero medal and the Rio 2016 with bronze medal. These are some facts about Nigeria's outings at the Olympics so far. Whether that is enough or not enough is another conversation entirely. Sunday Diary, like I said, put out a statement. We'll delve into that statement in a moment. I'm being joined right now by Adeze Michael, who is here.
Yeah, good morning to Sheriff.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Ah, are you fine?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I was thinking that, you know, the sports confraternity will be kind of gloomy about the way we performed at the Olympics.
Well, we have actually had our own part of criticisms. We've talked about it. We've vented our anger. But then it looks like there's something fundamentally wrong with our sport.
Yeah.
And I heard you before coming here. I heard you say, let's not do too much judgment. So,
yeah.
I think we need to start preferring solutions now.
I'm going to quickly start with the kit issue, because it's very good to look at what happened so we can learn from it. Sunday Dari, in his statement, said something like, look, our job as a ministry is the overall, whatever, the respective sports federations are the ones that are responsible for. What's your thought on that?
Well, I think the kit issue was even what started the whole problem, the whole rancor, the whole tiff, the whole factions. And I don't know, it started in 2019 where Ibrahim Gusau, pulled that contract off Puma. Mm-hmm. Which is quite a humongous amount of money. Mm. I mentioned it last night, $2.76 million.
That's right.
So, problem broke out. Gusau was accused of secrecy, He wasn't able to probably make open somehow the nature of the contract.
The minister said that no such contract should have gone through without passing through the ministry.
Well,
it seemed that still the ministry wasn't involved about it.
Well, that is the issue now. Yeah. Gusau actually, I think one or two persons he went to, conclude that contract with. Yeah. And that was when, I think, Sunday Dari came on board newly. So when he came in, he wanted to know exactly how the contract went down.
Mm.
And then there was a lot of secrecy. And some people are saying when you sign contract with some brands, you don't really disclose certain things. But as a president, you say you are, we should be able to know. It may not be in details. We should be able to know what the contract entails, how many athletes per kit, because first of all, the kit drama was even an embarrassment on its own. We were supposed to know who and who is due what. How much are the athletes, how much are they going to benefit? We are talking about Ese Brume, who got about, $10,000? If they had won that Puma kit, the zinc, silver and bronze winner should be getting about 15,000. So these athletes actually lost money because of this part also. So can you imagine such a big brand signed a contract and then you go to the Olympics and they didn't wear. So why haven't we lost money? Money, I talked about it, money that would have been enough to develop our sports in terms of grassroots.
Yeah.
Money that would have been enough to discover new talents, invest in them, package them to the world by 2024. Because of the whole drama.
Let's talk about the whole drama now. What stopped, or who, whichever way, stopped the athletes from wearing the kit? I heard that the kids were there in Tokyo. What happened exactly to the kids?
Well, I think, first of all, we got to the Olympics. When news broke out, there were videos on social media.
Yeah.
the arrival of Team Nigeria. Some of them wore European club jerseys. I'm not going to mention them. We know the popular.
That's right.
People were asking. I thought we had a Puma deal. I thought we were supposed to be blessed and endowed with kids. I mean, kids is not supposed to be our problem.
Yeah.
And then we heard something about custom not clearing and the kids didn't come on time.
Yeah.
You know, things like this. It's just all about, okay, for the fact that I don't know anything about the contract, let me show you that I'm the minister. Let me show you that your body is supposed to be under mine. Let me show you that I'm the gaffer and I'll make sure that you don't probably get to enjoy this power. Let me set up another body, right? Mm. So I heard about issues about custom not clearing.
Yeah.
And then when the kids eventually arrived, the athletes were asked not to wear by the other faction because they know nothing about the contract.
My word.
And the kids just wasted. I mean, the video was, everyone saw that video.
I saw the video.
Well-packed kids.
Yeah.
And we had situations where athletes were doing wash and wear. Everything is on social media. And they're going back now to say that athletes are pressing their phones because some of them were bold enough to put out there what is going on in the camp of Team Nigeria over there in Tokyo.
Do you think this probably affected the psyche and the morale of the athletes?
Of course, it affected. First of all, apart from the kids, which is a major embarrassment because of the money we lost.
Yeah.
And then the disqualification where it was Team Nigeria, they were the only team that actually went out to protest in Tokyo. Mm-hmm. When other camps were looking for how to get gold medal, when other camps were looking for how to get silver and bronze, and Team Nigeria were protesting because of the 10 athletes that were not allowed to compete favorably with their counterparts. So somehow it will certainly affect them. And no matter how, if you know that your country, your administrators are backing you, you go all out. You will be motivated. You know that someone is backing.
No distractions whatsoever.
Their pay packets, everything is, you know, it's easy for you to show us that, yes, they won about $7,500. They could have gotten more. Yeah. Could have motivated them more. You know, it could have spawned them on to do a lot more. So we can say that the parts also is the bane of everything. And now the Olympic has ended. We all need to sit down. People are saying the drawing board is over. It's full.
It's filled up
because
already.
We've been going back to the drawing board for a very long time. Mm. Maybe we should start writing on the floor now in bold letters. We should start, you know, come up with blueprint. Mm. Maybe for me, I've talked about how all of them should be dissolved. They should just go away and leave our sport alone.
Who are they?
Let's start afresh. The two factions.
The AFL.
Exactly.
Okay.
Two factions. And the whole thing that really got me angry was that they are not even willing to come together to say, okay, enough is enough. How do we move our sport
forward?
What is
the role of the ministry in all of this?
The role of the ministry
The ministry compounded or alleviate the impact of this on sports generally?
Well, I think the ministry has also even added some ingredients to make the soup boil. You know, they've added ingredients in the sense that when Guso was there, as I'm talking to you, the minister is not even talking to Guso faction. He's focused on the other man.
He referred to them as former.
In a statement, former. Well, people that were duly elected before he came on board as a minister. That's on one side. Hmm. Now, he's not talking to them. He's talking to only one person. When elections, why he's not helping issues that we had two elections at some point a couple of months ago before the Olympics started. There was one in Abuja, which is the one that is supported by the minister. Hmm. There was another one in Benin Kebbi, which is the Guso faction. So, I thought he would have caught everyone together. I thought both parties would have come together for the sake of national interest, for the sake of our athletes, for the sake of our future athletes that have intention of representing Nigeria, for the sake of so many talents on the street. I felt they would have come together to say, okay, let's shove this aside. But then we had some of them last week on our show. They sounded very political. We have politicians in our sport, and it's not supposed to be so.
I was going to talk to you about government interference because I've had this conversation with quite a number of sport heads, and they seem to think that we don't have sports people running sports in Nigeria.
Absolutely. That is why we're here. Yes, it may not always be sports people all the time, but because of how the past politicians have failed us, we are now clamoring for sports people because they've been there before. Look at Bayelsa. Look at how Daniel Igali, apart from his involvement, he's the commissioner for sports in that state. Look at how sports seem to have, you know, had a glimpse of light. Mm. On Sunday, we celebrated the both teams, male and female. Mm. They won the ITO Cup. And there's something that is working there that beginning to look to get the youth off the streets in the way of involving them in sport. So if you put the right people there, I tell you one thing, nobody's a saint, but you will always enjoy some level of progress and develop because they've been there before.
Yeah.
Someone like Daniel, he's been at the Olympics. He's got experience. He knows what it is for athletes to be psychologically and mentally balanced to go into these games and compete, because it's not a joke. You're not going there to make up numbers. You're going there to compete with the best all over the world. So you must be in the best mental shape. You must be in the best, state of mind. Go there and compete. But by the time we have people that are more interested in their pocket, more interested in their self-aggrandizement, ego, it becomes a problem. So we need to go back to start looking for some of these people. Not all of them, though. Start looking for people that passionately will, have a big impact in our sport. Because whether we like it or not, gone are the days when sports used to be some sort of a leisure. A recreational act is now money spinning.
It's business now.
We're talking about unrest everywhere. Yeah. Youth, getting involved in social vices. We have a lot of people that have got energy. A lot of people that could go out there.
They're restless with their energy.
Exactly. Pick them off there. Clean them up. Olympics. Everyone have a chance to compete.
Indeed. I agree with you. Let's take some feedback, maybe a call or two before we go to break. When we return from that break, I want to talk to you some more about what should happen, especially in the federations that we have, not just Athletics Federation alone, all the federations that we have in sports right now, because it seems like some of them just see it as political appointment, and so they just come, answer the name, and once they've answered the name, I was once the chairman of this Taekwondo Federation or Jam Jam Federation, and that's it. That's what they're after, the name. But let's speak to Oladipo, who is in the room. Oladipo, good morning to you. Hello?
Good morning, Sherry.
Yes, please.
Good morning, the guest.
I have about 30 seconds for you.
Yes. This is Pastor Oladipo calling from Orilegum. You see, supposing there is a consequence either to the sports minister and those officials, I think they would have fit right and serve as a deterrent to others.
To others. Thank you, Oladipo, for calling. Appreciate it. Let's go to break. When we return, we'll talk some more, because I'm particularly interested in the future of sports in Nigeria. Stay with us, Lagos. We'll be right back.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to Morning Crossfire 99.3 Nigeria Info. Lagos, how are you doing today? 8:35 is the time from our studios. I'm Sheriff Quadri. We're live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube. You can watch us live on those two platforms. Welcome to join us there. That's Nigeria Info 99.3. Nigeria Info 99.3. We'll take your comments. If you have any, please drop them with us on those two platforms. We'll take them in a moment. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. That is 0809-597-5805. This is Michael. He joins me on the show today, and we'll be talking about our outing at the just-concluded Tokyo 2020 Olympics. This is morning to you again.
Yeah, Sheriff, I'm always happy. Good morning. Yeah.
So we have tons of comments here already on Facebook. Let's start from the comments. Some are quite impressed with your analysis. Amoto says, David from Apapa says, Adeze is simply a super genius. Our analysis always spot on. Adebayo says he always enjoys all these things. Can we give him permission to skip? There are too many. So let me skip. Femi Taiwo says, the greatest problem in Nigeria now is people being in position they know practically little or nothing about. It is, if a former athlete leads... Oh, I'm so sorry, Femi. Your message just skipped away. I don't know where it went to. I'm really sorry. But let's go on. I'm going to go back at Izzy. Let's go back to the statement put out by Sunday Diary. Item 13 on that statement says, I have personally apologized to the affected athletes. Here and now, I personally apologize to all Nigerians for this ineligibility episode. The AFN has also taken responsibility and apologized to the athletes and to Nigerians. That's the item 13 on that. And when I was reading all of these things yesterday, when I got to this item 13, I swiftly put myself in the position of the athletes. And I asked myself that, would I have accepted this apology? Every athlete's dream, especially those that got disqualified, 10 of them, every athlete's dream at the Olympics is to go there, participate, give it his or her all, and probably get a medal. But for some people's, what do we call it now?
Ineptitude.
Ah, that's nice. I don't want to use nice words.
Incompetence?
Okay, let's go with incompetence. For some people's incompetence, gross incompetence, I was denied of this opportunity. If I got a chance to go somewhere else and perform to the fullest of my potential, would I not take that opportunity as an athlete? Some of the countries are seeing what is going on with our athletics federation, with our athletes. Oh gosh, we're embarrassed too. Out of the 20 athletes that were disqualified, only us alone took 10.
10 of it. And then Blessing made it 11.
And Blessing...
Because that is her own personal, personal issue. She knew that some of these substances were banned. You know, as an athlete, first thing you should have is data, up-to-date data.
And she's too experienced for
exactly, up-to-date data of this banned substance, because they keep reviewing it as a body.
Yes.
New substances keep coming. Mm-hmm. They keep reviewing. They keep updating. So you just so you know. So 11. In that 11, let me just be optimistic now. We could have gotten maybe 3 more medals.
Yeah.
Be it bronze, be it silver.
Very possible.
At least, at worst, 3 more medals. And some of these athletes were the new... I mean, most of them, the affected ones, were the new bees that joined us. Mm. There are some of them are based abroad. They just wanted to, represent Nigeria.
Yeah.
And you could, feel the disappointment and anger in them. You could feel that for all our efforts, all our preparations over the years, we got to the promised land, but we did not even taste the milk of the land. So you could feel the disappointment. And for some reason...
I was hoping that would this apology suffice?
Well, I was going to come to that. I was telling you off the mic that, we have a way of constructing these platitudes.
Yeah.
And then we craft them in a way that if you read as a... Nigerians, we are nice people.
Ah, we are nice.
We're forgiving. We know how to move on. We know how to forget issues. But after forgetting issues, after 3 years, the reality comes back on our face again. And then we have to dig out...
Right back where we left it.
Exactly. We have to dig out and say, why did you do this? After the platitude, Mr. Minister, what next? Who's going to take responsibility? Who's going to account for the dismal disappointment we had at Tokyo? We need to start, holding people to ransom, accountability. You are the minister. You are taking responsibility. We appreciate that fact. But what next? Are we going to have these people repent? Are we going to have our sport? Paris is not even far. 2024 is here.
Yeah, it's just here.
What are we doing?
It's just here.
What are we doing exactly? Because from now on, other countries have started preparing. Athletes have come back to training, probably 1 week holiday, 2 weeks holiday, and they go back again. What are we doing as a country? We have that administrative issue, whether we like it or not, that sprinkles down to the athletes. At the end of the day, in all of this debacle, in all of this saga, the athletes are suffering.
They are suffering.
They are the ones bearing the brunt.
Mm. And some people are in their air-conditioned offices and they're taking decisions. Now, talking about administration of sports, now we have two bodies representing AFN. What an unfortunate development. What do you think will happen to partners?
Wow. Huge, huge, huge statement. Huge, huge question, Sheriff. Partners right now will be watching. I think a big brand like multinational Puma, if we can get Puma threatening to take Nigeria to court.
To court.
Oh my goodness.
Breach of contract.
Mm. They're watching. They want to come in. I mentioned ITO Cup on Sunday.
Yeah.
ITO themselves, multinational as well. I think they doled out over 50 million naira. Yeah, they can do more. But to tell you that the corporate bodies are somewhere watching the drama. Mm. If any of them want to invest now, you cannot come into a divided house. The house is divided. There has to be unity. There has to be togetherness for you to bring in your money to say, okay, this is what we need to do. This is for this athlete. This is for this. This is for grassroots development. Yeah. This is for scouting program.
Yeah.
We want to come into athletics in Nigeria. We're even getting them. We're scaring them away. We're getting them confused because whether we like it or not, corporate bodies are needed.
Mm.
Look at, apart from the ITO Cup, the ITO themselves are sponsors of that brand, Super Eagles. For all their logistics, for all their bonuses, sometimes they come in to help the Super Eagles. Four runners, they've been helpful to Amaju Pinnick's cause ever since he came on board too. And they've helped ease some of his burdens. They've helped him in one way or the other. So we need them. For them to come in, the environment has to be enabling. They all they ask for. Puma is a brand. I mean, they had enough of the drama, and they said, "Look, we don't need this anymore." Mm-hmm. They pulled out from that deal huge amount of money, and then look at where we are. They want to come in. Mm-hmm. All they just want is some level of transparency, some level of openness, and then they will come in, and at least we'll have smile at the end of the day.
Indeed, we're gonna go to the telephone. Let's speak with Lagos some more. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. For the ladies, I would like to hear from you. What's your thought about whatever it is, shenanigans happening in our sports sector? We'd really love to know exactly, because it's something we're guilty of just talking about football all the time. But this is our sport administration generally, and these borders, if we don't take very good look at this, it will probably affect, come down to that football that we love
we've cherished,
so much.
Yeah.
Alex is joining us from Keja. Alex, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Sheriff.
Morning.
How are you? And hello, how is the lady?
Good morning.
I just want to say this. You see, if you, Puma, Adidas, and the rest of them, Nike, these are giant corporate organizations. In Nigeria, we have politicians who run our country like their mom's kitchen. You mess up and the next thing you say is, "I'm sorry." You go along just a few steps again, you hear, "I'm sorry." PDP comes and says, "I'm sorry for how we treated Nigerians." APC is saying, "I'm sorry for how we treated you." No serious corporate organization wants to relate with you on that level.
Right? Right.
We don't have a vision for our sports, and just the way we don't have a vision for any of our departments, our sectors, for the medical department, all of them. What do you want to achieve? That is, you have to lay it out. There's what you call a vision statement. What is the vision statement of Nigeria for a sports industry? Where do you want to excel? How do you want to pursue that dream? If you don't have that clearly spelled out, everybody comes to that place, and at the end they tell you, "Well, I'm sorry," and they walk off like, they just strut off as if whose business is it anyway?
Yeah.
If your president is messing you up and apologizing, why would Dare not want to mess you up and apologize? He would want to take the liberty. That's just who we are. Thanks, Sherry.
Thanks, Alex, for calling me. Appreciate it. Let me speak with Ikechukwu. Ikechukwu is calling us this morning from Water Park, I think. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, Oga.
Okay. How are you, Ikechukwu? Morning to you.
Community Koboko from Water Farm.
Okay, Water.
I support my sister that just spoke well. What I want to say is very simple. Until they sack somebody, until they suspect somebody, because of this bonkum and this insensitive act, whether it's on the terrorist, whether clash of interest did, Nigeria can never move forward for sports. Thank you very much.
Right. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Let's take one more. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Sherry, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Our family. This
very
is
well. Welcome, man. Welcome.
When I was younger, I was a sprinter. So I'm very, very interested in Olympics every 4 years. What I saw this last Olympics, very shameful, that small countries like Botswana, Uganda, all these little countries are mounting the podium and receiving medal. And the so-called African most populous country is nowhere to be found. On what basis would they take people to Olympics without meeting the criteria of the committee for them to suspend 10 people? That means we're gone. They should sit up. When we were younger, we used to go to the National Stadium in Surulere, swimming, everything. They should resuscitate all these things and pick people on the street. Everything is money. When you get to Nigerian sports, it's fashion all over the place. Is that how to run a sport? Eh? Somebody went to hide the Puma products behind his house, waiting for them to bring out millions, so they would say they imported it. It's a shame. Come on.
Thank you, Madam Ify, for calling. I appreciate it. I really do. Adese, let's look at the way forward. What is the way forward for sports in Nigeria? Not football, not athletics alone. Sports generally, because it seems as though we have a long way to go in terms of sports administration in this country.
Yeah, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a step. And the first step is what we need to do is, first of all, we tend to have the wrong people you know, manning our sport. Yeah, they come out, you know, they flatter to deceive. We think that they are with us, really they are not with us. They are there for their selfish interests. We need to have this reorientation. We need to purge ourselves of every anarchy. Yeah, and then if these two factions, because whether we like it or not, even if, yeah, I mentioned dissolving, that's out of anger, but yeah. if we dissolve them, they will find a way to recoup, because these guys feel they feel this level of entitlement that, you know, they are the right ones, but only if they will bury the hatchet, come together. What do you want? Dialogue. How do we take a sport forward? Because everything is administratively. If you get it right at the top, it sprinkles down to bottom. Get it right, come together, shield everything and bury the hatchet. And then some of these athletes, some of them, age is not really on the side. Then start a program, a project. How do we get new athletes on board? Camp them. I talked about camping them for a year. If you camp some over, if in under these harsh circumstances, we're able to get 2 medals. Very poor, but then camp them probably in one place in a year. Let them train morning, evening, maybe around 2023. Because the Olympics is going to come in 2020. A year before then, not 6 months, not fire brigade approach. Another of our Achilles heel is fire brigade approach. 2, 3, 4, 5 months to the Olympics, then we begin to assemble them, we begin to hurry them. No. Let them be exposed to international facilities. Let them be comfortable, because sometimes their welfare packet is so poor that they live in probably almost poverty. The time they're using, maybe developing themselves as athletes, we see them probably going towards other, you know, other crafts, maybe looking to make ends meet. Meanwhile, they have the talent. But so let's make our athletes' life better. Keep them somewhere. Let there be a camp. Expose them. Let them train effectively. Let everything be organized. Logistics, travel, kids. As it stands now, apart from Puma, I'm looking at other brands. How do they come in? Everyone is aware of what happened.
That's a big question.
How do they come in? Because we've already sold our image in a very bad light. So there will always be room for repair.
Do you think there's a need for a sports ministry?
Sports ministry? Yes, there is a need.
Because I've heard questions about, as long as we have sports ministry, there will always be government interference in sports. And government interference in sports will always drag sports backwards.
Well, I think I buy your idea.
It's not really my idea. I've spoken with a lot of people. In fact, some people even told me that some countries don't have, countries that are doing really well in sports don't have sports ministry.
Well, it's possible because, first of all, there are budgets to all these things.
Yeah.
If private investors or private sectors come in, there will certainly be improvement. In fact, one of our Achilles heel in Nigeria is that, for instance, the league we have, everything somehow revolves around football. We cannot take it away from sports.
We can't.
It has to be the most popular.
That's right.
Everything revolves around football in Nigeria. The league we have, about 90% of our teams are sponsored by the government. And that way, there are limited budgets. We're talking about, in fact, the current issue in our front issue in our football league is that we're having mass exodus of our best players going to leaving Nigeria's league now to go to other countries, and some of them are questionable. Some of these countries, you know, we can do a lot more better than them. I see the Tanzanian league on TV. I see the Zambian league on TV. In terms of quality, I don't think they are somewhere near what we have in the MPF. But because they've been able to put a house in order, package whatever it is they have, it's all up on the TV. So as an investor, if your market is out there on TV and everyone is seen, you want to invest.
That's right.
So what I'm trying to say is that I was talking about if we can hire the best coaches in Nigeria, probably to take up teams like Enyimba, Kano Pillars. We cannot even pay because government is sponsoring. But if we have private investors whose mind and orientation is to make money out of sports, I think they can invest. We also learned how to poach their own best players to Nigeria.
Yeah.
But because government is involved, these things are just, everyone's hands are tied at the back. We may not need Ministry of Sports, but then I think it's the structure we're talking about.
Yeah.
We have a faulty foundation that must be rectified. And we should allow these private sectors to come on board and take over our sport. Government must hands off our sport completely.
Indeed. That is it, Michael. Thank you so much for joining me on the Crossfire this
Always
morning.
Always a pleasure.
Hope to have you here very soon, or maybe on a better note.
Yeah, hopefully, when we have good testimony.
Yes.
Something good must come out of Nigeria.
Something fantastic needs to come out. We need it so badly. Thank you again for coming.
Always a pleasure.
Lagos, we'll go to a short break. When we return, we'll play Just a Minute and see who would stand a chance to win 10,000 naira today. Stay with us.
The conversation never stops.
Never stops.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk about Governor Wike giving musicians tens of millions for performing at Burna Boy's homecoming.
Timely, educative, and informative.
There are two things that are important, at least in this part of the world. The first is your lineage. Back in the day when we were growing up, you find questions like, who is your father? They like to know who your father is, like to know your lineage.
99.3 Nigeria Info.